Paula is a vet, and a very good vet. She opens the door, and she calls, "Next pet!" Here comes a man. He walks through the door. He says,
"My cat has a very sore paw."
Paula has a look. The paw is torn. "Aha!" says Paula, and takes out a thorn. Yes, Paula is a vet, and a very good vet. She opens the door, and she calls, "Next pet!" Here comes a boy. He walks through the door. He says, "My little dog's tummy is sore." Paula tells the boy, "Your dog is ill, but she'll soon get better if she takes this pill." Yes, Paula is a vet, and a very good vet. She opens the door, and she calls, "Next pet!" Here comes a lady. She walks through the door. She says,
"My rabbit has a very long claw."
Paula tells the lady, "The nail needs a clip." Paula gets her scissors. Snip, snip, snip. Yes, Paula is a vet, and a very good vet. She opens the door, and she calls, "Next pet!" Here comes a girl. She walks through the door. She says,
"My mouse won't run anymore."
Paula has a look, and she says, "I think your mouse just needs more water to drink." All the morning, Paula the vet sees pet after pet after pet after pet. More and more dogs. More and more cats. More and more rabbits. And mice and rats. Paula sees ordinary pets all morning. Paula feels bored. Paula starts yawning. "It's always the same," thinks Paula the vet. "I wish I could see an extraordinary pet." But Paula the vet is a very good vet. So she opens the door and she calls, "Next pet!" Here comes someone. He walks through the door. It's a very small boy with a dinosaur.